Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan. In addition to loving food and the earth, we're also music lovers here at Earth Eats. It's especially handy then that Chef Daniel Orr's restaurant also doubles as a live music venue. A spiffy band happened to pass through a bit ago on a tour promoting their new album.
Just kind of preface it saying that you're backstage with the Giving True Band and they're goofing around or whatever.
Yep, that's them, warming up before show. The Giving Tree Band is dedicated to living the green life and also making the greenest music possible. Their new album, Great Possessions, has even been called the world's greenest record. We'll hear from the brothers Fink, first Todd, then Eric, about recording this album, eating on the road, and their mission to lead by example.
Okay, well, yeah, when we were preparing to do this new record, we just thought we just need to do it in accordance with our vision statement. We just need to do it as green as possible with the resources that are available to us. They use 100% recycled material for our CD cases and print with veggie inks. And now they have this shrink wrap that's actually made out of corn cellulose. You may have seen corn tainers. It's similar to that. It functions very much the same as the plastic shrink wrap, but it's biodegradable. So we have that wrapped around our cases, and then we decided, you know, we could also plant trees to offset pollution created from shipping this CD when there's orders and it has to be distributed. And we also purchased some credits that go towards wind technology through a company called Native Energy, and that helps to make everything else completely carbon neutral with this product. We plan on carbon offsetting the entire tour, all the pollution created in the tour, not only from our bus, but also from staying at hotels if we choose to stay at hotels, and any other electricity or energy that we might use, we plan to offset so that this tour will be a carbon neutral tour. It's not easy, but we accept the challenge, and I think that that's part of the green adventure that we're on too, so we enjoy it at the same time.
As days go by, the memories that fade like the setting of the sun upon the earth.
And we will research any vegan, organic restaurants that are going to be in the towns that we're in. We also will seek out underground and independent restaurants because we love to support the independent mom and pop places. And, you know, I think a lot of people sometimes get the idea that they should be able to get the exact same meal in Chicago that they get in New Orleans, that they get in New York City, and that they get in L.A., you know, with a country this size, it's nice to go to L.A. and get something that you can't get anywhere but in L.A. or New Orleans or Chicago or New York.
You know, being environmentally friendly is the best thing for you economically in the long run. It may not seem like it in the short run, but in the longer term, it's healthier for your business practice as well. So we looked at the entire approach, how we were making music, and we decided this is the way we're going to do things. We're going to have a sustainable approach to everything that we do. The environmental message comes in how we're doing things and how we're living our life, which we decided we would just expose completely to our audiences. You know, we let them know what type of products we use, what we wear, what we eat, you know, how we live. And we thought that that's probably the best way to do it because, when you know, we didn't want to be preachy with our music. We just kind of wanted to lead by example and have a message that's very gentle, encouraging, and inspiring to other people.
Thank you very much once again for being here. We're going to play a song for you called Red Leaves.
Todd and Eric Fink of the Giving Tree Band. Check out their music and their green philosophy on their website, thegivingtreeband.com. And if you want to hear this entire live performance of Red Leaves, check out Earth Eats this coming week. You'll be able to listen to a couple of their songs and hear an extended interview with the band. That'll be available to you on our website, eartheats.org. Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. More information at bloomingfoods.coop. Check us out on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just look for Earth Eats. Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Everyone always asks me, you know, Annie, how do you survive at your job? Eating all that great food, meeting those fun people. Well, I always reply,
It's not easy, but we accept the challenge.
And that's the royal we. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for listening this week. We are Annie Corrigan.